Hello and welcome to the Blues Guitar Show podcast with me, Ben Martin, from theBluesGuitarShow.com. Hope everyone is having a great week out there this week. You might be able to detect a bit of a hoarseness in my voice today. It's been a few days feeling a little bit rough, but I'm in the midst of this ridiculous ultra marathon training. So this morning I had to get up and run a marathon at 5 a.m. Before starting work today. So that's probably not helping. But, you know, there's guitar to be played and there's shit to be done. So let's crack on. So what we're going to talk about today is Chuck Berry. We're going to talk about double stock licks that we can learn from Chuck Berry. And I'm going to cover the licks that are in the song No Particular Place to Go. If you've been listening for a little while, you probably heard me talk about it before, but Chuck Berry was my first ever gig experience. Now, I don't remember exactly who was on the lineup that night, because I'm pretty sure that it was Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, and I think it was Ray Charles, but my dad is convinced that it was Little Richard. I was pretty young. I was probably about 12, 13, so I don't remember. But I do remember Jerry Lee Lewis and Chuck Berry. So a massive formative experience for me. And Chuck Berry is a player that songs I still play in bands today. I still play them solo. I teach them all the time. I absolutely adore his music. I think from the kind of rockabilly world stuff, you know, the music I really like from the kind of electric blues, 50s Sun Records kind of area of the music world is where the kind of rockabilly crosses over with the blues. And for me, that's, you know, Chuck Berry is like the kind of number one in that area. So it's not the kind of typical Sun Records rockabilly because it has the kind of older blues influence in it, if that makes sense. So kind of the early rock and roll stuff, some of the Muddy Waters stuff's a bit like that, although he's definitely more in that kind of blues vein. But with Chuck Berry, you got that real, Little Richard would be another one too, but you get that real rock and roll mixed with that kind of blues tradition in his playing. And what that does, to my mind anyway, is it introduces the kind of rockabilly rock and roll style double stops, but in a way that's a very kind of blues solo orientated way. So we're going to take this song, No Particular Place to Go. If you know the song, it just kind of starts off with the vocals and it goes between vocals and a lead guitar riff. It's a 12 bar, as a lot of Chuck Berry's stuff is, but it's really interesting the way that he highlights the chord changes in the 12 bar. So we're going to start off with this first lick. Now that's one of the really iconic sounding Chuck Berry licks, isn't it? You can just immediately pinpoint, even if you don't know the song, but I'm sure you will do, you can immediately pinpoint who it is playing that. So this is starting off, we're going to play a double stop on strings 2 and 1, and they're in triplets. So it's a triplet, triplet. Okay, but actually this bar, the second bar, starts with a rest beat. And just whilst I'm thinking about this, if you want the tab for this stuff, make sure that you're signed up to my email list, because for my email list, I opened a new practice folder a few weeks back, and within the practice folder, there's a folder called Classic Songs. It's got complete tabs for songs like The Thrill Is Gone, Call Me The Breeze, No Particular Place To Go is one of those as well. So if you want to see the tab for this stuff, make sure that you go to thebluesguitarshow.com and sign up to my mailing list. Right, so we have a rest note, and then we have two triplets. But for the first one, we're going to slide a flat finger from fret 2 on the B and E string to fret 3. And we go triplet, triplet. So we go rest. And then from there, we go up a string. We're going to play fret 5 on the 2nd and 3rd string. Fret 3 on the 2nd and 3rd string. So that's all double stops so far. And then just a single fret 5 on the full string. So what we're doing is we're going from this G, fret 3 on string 1, to this G, fret 5 on string 4. And we're just kind of moving across the scale, just getting from that root note to the root note to really solidify that we're playing over it. This is the one chord section. Okay, the second one. Again, another break for the vocals is slightly different. Now, again, we're moving to a G, but we're not moving from a G now. Now we've changed it. So the second lick is we're going to play fret 6 on the B string and 7 on the G. Again, sliding into that. That's the double stop slide. Two triplets. Triplet, triplet. And then fret 5 on the B and G strings, then go down to a singular fret 3 on the G string, then resolving to that fret 5, that G again. So we have the first one, 3, 4, second one. Then the third one carries on from the second one. So we're starting in the same way with this fret 6 to 7 slide. And when I'm doing those slides, I'm only ever going from one fret below. Because we don't want it to be like two separate notes where just going really quick. And this one, the rhythm is slightly different. It's rest. So rest, one, triple it. So rest. Then we go fret 5 on the B and G, fret 3 on the B and G, and then back up to that 6-7 with a slide. So, and that's because this is playing over the C chord. So that's playing over the, playing over that C7. So, part 1. 2, 3, 4, second riff. Back to the G. Then the third riff to the C. And then you can probably hear like what needs to happen next is we need to resolve again back to that G, don't we? Because in our 12 bar, we've gone to the 4 chord. We need to go back to the 1 chord. We've gone to the C, need to go back to the G. So we go back to a version of the first riff. So we're going to slide in. And then we can just go 1 and triple it on that fret 3. And then from here, we're going to slide from fret 6 on the G and B strings down to 5. Then 3. Then resolve to that fret 5 on the 4th string G. So that 6-5-3 is another triplet. So you do the 3s. So you go 1 and triple it. Then triple it. All right, then we get to the next one. The next one we have goes 3 again. We obviously it starts with the rest. Then we go 3-3-3, and then, which is pretty cool. So now we're bending, double stop bends. So we're going to go 3-3-3, go up a string, fret 5 on the B and D strings, and bend it. And you bend in both strings. Then bend them back down. Play fret 3 on those two strings, then bend up. And then you're going to bend up and choke that. So. Nice. I love double stops bends. They just sound so cool, don't they? So that G section, of course, this is going up to the D now for our 12 bar. So with the G section, when we go back to the G after the C, we've done our... We go 3-3-3-3-6-5-3. Then we go to the D section here. Rest. And then back to the G section where we just go. Nice and simple ending there. And that's the last part. So we're going to go back to this G as the resolve. So we're going to bend fret 5 on the G and B strings. Bend it again. Then play them straight. So straight means not bent. So we're going to play 2 bends. Straight down to fret 3 on both those strings. Then resolve to that fret 5 again. So that's all the sections. If we just do a quick recap of those, let's start from section number 1. And again, if you want to see the tab, make sure that you are subscribed to my mailing list. If you're on the mailing list, you would have received an email over the past couple of weeks that has the link to this stuff in it. So make sure that you go and check that out. So we start with the first part. We go, riding along in my automobile. Second line of vocals. Third one, and then back up to the C. And then we go to the fourth one. And then up to the D. And then the last one. There you go. I mean, you can approximate these for sure, because there's a bunch of different ones that he does as it goes throughout the song, but they are the main ones that he's using. And of course, it is just a 12 bar in G, which is super cool. Now, a quick note on what scale he's using. He's basically just using the G minor pentatonic. If you play this scale shape where you're starting on that fret 5 on the D string, play 5, go down the string 3, 5, go down the string 3, down the string 6, sorry, so you go 5, 3, 5, 3, 6, 3, which is straight out of box 1, right? The only note that we frequently see in this that is not in the scale is this fret 5 on the B string. And that's why we could consider it to be the minor pentatonic scale with a passing note, or we could consider this one to be the 6 of the major scale, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the G major, or like an 11, if you like, from a chord point of view. But it's basically a mix of minor and major, and that is one of the really key things about rock and roll, rockabilly type licks. It's all about mixing that major and minor kind of fluidly. So I hope you enjoy playing with that one. Super fun song to play with, and also a really easy one to play along with, because the vocals lead the start and end points of all of those riffs. So it should be a good one to play. As I say, don't forget to make sure that you're signed up to my mailing list, because then you will get access to that tab folder. There's things like there's backing tracks in there as well. There's a few practice exercises. So I'm kind of continually adding to it, and I'm going to be continually adding to it as well as we kind of go through. So cheers to everybody for listening. If you have enjoyed this, please do consider leaving a review if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. It obviously really helps me out and helps this get to more people, particularly if you're in the US or the UK. That would be great. I've got a couple of great reviews from Australia, so that's really cheers to you guys down there. That's awesome to see. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll catch you next time. Are you fully fretboard confident? Do you know where the notes are, how they connect, and how they move up and down the strings? My latest book, The Triad Method, is all about using simple three-note shapes to completely unlock the fretboard. This book is absolutely full of light bulb moments that are going to demystify the neck three notes at a time. I've compiled a huge number of diagrams, shapes, and exercises based on over 10 years of teaching this stuff to make it as simple as possible. Download The Triad Method and see for yourself today. Link is in the description below.